Thanks a lot, Dave, and I'm pleased to be joined here at Lucas Oil Stadium by Super Bowl winning general manager Bill Polian, who is now an analyst for ESPN. And Bill, all your years of working the combine, going behind the scenes and doing the interviews and watching the players performing the drills, what are some of your favorite memories of the NFL scouting combine process?
Well, there are a lot of them. The one that sticks out in my mind is that the year of Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf unfortunately missed two appointments with us, and we never really got an explanation as to why. It became kind of a cause celeb in the media, even though the media coverage in those days was far less than it is now. And Peyton Manning came in right on time, and he interviewed us. He had 25 questions that he wanted answered, so that was a pretty impressive performance, and you know, it told us a lot about the two individuals.
Bill, what is more important, the drills or the interview portion, as you cited in that example with Manning and Leaf?
The most important part, and I'm channeling the late, great George Young of the New York Giants, the most important part of the combine is the physical, the physical, the physical, and the physical. That is the reason why we're here. If you'd had nothing other than that, that would be reason enough to have it. Because every doctor gets a chance to look at every player invariably, and I heard that there was one this year, there is a player found to have a disease or a condition that may or may not be critical or life-threatening and certainly eliminates him from football. So that in itself is reason enough to be here, and then that is the most important part. The next is the measurables, height, weight, speed, done by in a uniform setting, done by people who really know how to do it, no fudging, you know, all the stuff that the agents pull at the pro days. So that's the next most important thing. The interviews are helpful, especially if you're using psychological testing. Not the Wanderlick, by the way. That's a complete red herring in terms of how clubs use it. But the drills are the, if you did away with the drills, nobody would worry about it, really.
General manager Howie Rose made it an important hire, bringing in Tom Gamble to be his right-hand man, vice president of player personnel. Can you speak to Gamble's experience within the league, how he's respected in the league circles, and what it means for Howie to have someone that's going to help shoulder the load in terms of evaluating personnel?
Yeah, well, Tom has extensive experience in the league. The Eagles, the Jets, with us here in Indianapolis, and instrumental in helping to build the Super Bowl team, and then out to San Francisco as director of player personnel and instrumental in helping to build the Super Bowl team there. So you couldn't find a better resume. You can't find a better person. You can't find a better evaluator. So Howie has a guy that is all football all the time, with vast experience, with vast managerial and supervisory experience, with vast executive experience. He's done it all on the personnel side, from breaking down tape to being a director on both sides, pro and college. And he's as good as there is in the business.
How fascinated are you by the Eagles' hire of Chip Kelly as head coach, and what do you expect to see from him as he transitions from college to the pro game?
Well, I have great respect for him, number one. I think he's to use a phrase from my mentor, Marv Levy, he's all football coach. He's not a college coach. He's not a high school coach. He's not a spread coach. He's a football coach. And so I have great respect for the program that he built at Oregon. I don't know what he's going to do. I am as anxious as anybody else to find out how he is going to adjust his system and style to the demands of the National Football League, and most importantly, the strictures of the National Football League. What happens with a college coach of any stripe, whether it's Chip or Nick Saban, you know, who are probably, I would put in the same category as excellent college coaches. Nick has been in the league, Chip has not. And college, you have 106 players. All right, let's say that 5 or 10 of those are injured. You're still dealing with basically 100 players to conduct your practice with. In the NFL, you have 61 players. on any given time, 5 to 10 of those may be injured. As you get toward the end of the season, it could be more than 10 that are going to play on Sunday but don't practice. And so the biggest transition is how you practice. You only have 80 in training camp, and usually in a typical training camp, 7 to 10 of those will be injured on any given day. So it's the adjustment of the practice tempo with both shorter numbers and older players. And then the other adjustment is the salary cap. That's very, very difficult for any football person, myself included, to get their arms around, because you want the best players all the time at every position. And the salary cap says to you very clearly, you cannot have the best players all the time at every position. So, excuse me, that's going to be the adjustment. From a scheme standpoint, I think he'll be terrific, and he's going to have Pat Shurmur with him, which will give him a guy who's been a head coach, who's been through all of those pitfalls and differences that I've just spoken about, and can add wisdom and knowledge. And in addition to that, a guy who's very familiar with NFL defenses and can act as a sounding board for the things that Chip wants to bring. But all you had to do was to see Oregon play once to recognize that Chip Kelly's a revolutionary offensive coach. And I don't doubt that that's going to happen with the Eagles. What form it takes, we'll all be anxious to see, but I don't doubt that they'll be every bit as explosive and exciting.
Bill, my last question for you is this. You liked their draft last year, headed by Fletcher Cox and Michael Kendricks at linebacker and Vinnie Curry defensive end. What do you think they need to do in this year's draft to help get them back to the playoffs and hopefully eventually to the Super Bowl once again?
You know, I think they could probably use some help at corner. The biggest thing that is going to help them is getting those offensive linemen healthy. You know, when you look at the Eagles with a healthy offensive line, not the decimated group that they were forced to play with last year, that's a pretty good football team. You look at Shady McCoy, you look at Macklin, you look at Deshaun, you know, Michael Vick. This is an explosive football team. They're tight ends. Both tight ends are getting a little older. You might be looking at improving that some from an age standpoint, but you know, this is an explosive offensive football team, and if they're healthy and there's consistent secondary play, I think it would be a terrific defensive football team. What happened to the Eagles last year is exactly what happened to us 2 years ago here. We had catastrophic injury, the roof fell in, and the season was lost. That's an anomaly, and I'm certain it's an anomaly in Philadelphia.
One of the most respected minds in the business, now taking his talents to ESPN, Super Bowl winning general manager Bill Polian. Thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles Live. We're going to send it back to the Xfinity studio for Dave Spadaro.